Our first reading this morning comes from the book of Acts, beginning in the fifth chapter. When they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, and yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Will you please stand as we hear our gospel for this morning?
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. This gospel will serve as the text for our sermon today. Now, on the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He said to them, "What were you discussing while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only stranger to Israel who does not know the things that have been going on there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word, and how our chief priests and elders condemned him to death and handed him over to crucify him. But we had thought that he was the one to redeem Israel." "Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since all of this took place. Moreover, some women of our group went to the tomb. They astounded us and went to the tomb early today. And when they did not find the body, they came back and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and now the day is nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord.